Rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven moves. And tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the bull down.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Macon Eight Maniacs. That's right, it's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Macon Eight Rodeo Network. And we are kicking things off on a Wednesday, halfway through the work week. But you know what? What are we going to do? Where's the rodeos this weekend? Where's the Belt Ford Tough Series? I'm telling you, I'm going to miss it. But you know what? We will just have to find some way to get together and hang out and have a little fun, talk a little rodeo, and, just be, you know, hang around with our rodeo family, I guess. That's the best way to put it. But, I got to tell you that we're just, we're just excited to be here, and we've got a lot of information to start bringing to you here as, the NFR is just right around the corner, less than a month away. Getting some phone calls this morning about some of the events that we were out at last year as we were at a Toys for Tots open bull ride and barrel race last year, and I got a phone call that they're going to be putting that back on again in the Sunshine State, Lakeland, Florida, and, of course, they were, saying how much they wish we were there, and, I kind of wish we were there, but at the same time, I'm glad that we're out of the state of Florida. Just happy to be out here in the great state of Oklahoma. Now, I will tell you, it is a little cooler today, and it's supposed to be even cooler tomorrow. That's right. Warm jackets are going to be needed as they're talking about possible freeze warnings coming up over the next couple nights. So, yeah, Florida boy and cold weather don't mix too well, so I'm kind of curious to see how that's going to play out. Man, I'm telling you, where's everybody running off to here in our chat room today? We do have to tell you, we got phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us a quick call. We'd love to hear from you. Tell you what, we've got the floor open, taking your suggestions, your questions, or your comments. I did not get to see the Brendan Clark show last night. I started to get on board, and, my internet just did not want to cooperate last night with us, so we weren't able to watch the stream, but hopefully he had a good show. I'd like to know what he had to talk about, as I know that he had a pretty decent finals coming up this past week, and really great to see him and Allie out there in Las Vegas, and, it's just nice to know guys like Brendan, and he's such an upstanding guy and such a PR guy, it really is. It's nice to be able to sit down and spend a little time with him talking. He really is. He's great. Hanging out with the other Australians out there, Pete and Jared Farley, and, man, I know that they were having themselves a great time. And, of course, his traveling partner, Luke Snyder. You can't forget that guy. It's always a lot of fun to spend time with some of the bull riders that you respect so well, and Brendan is certainly one of those guys. I really think that after the finals that he put together this year, that I think we're going to see him back at it again next year. They're on the Bill Ford Tough Series, really making a run for it, and I'd certainly love to see it. Seems like he's got things together. It took him a little bit this year to kind of get it all put together, but he certainly has done that. But you guys, give me some questions or some comments. Let me know what you guys think. Tell me, kind of fill me in on what happened on the show last night. I'd love to hear some of his point of views on things that took place out there and just kind of what the topic of discussions were. So make sure to do that. If you want to give us a call, feel free, 646-915-9940. So Yeah, it's definitely getting a little cooler down here in Oklahoma. Going to get even cooler the next couple nights, but, you know, we're not going to be down here much longer as we're going to be packing bags and heading south to, Livingston, Texas, and then on over to Houston next week. So we'll be pretty busy with that. We will be on the road. We will be showing you a live video stream. Hopefully we don't have any more issues like we did coming back from Texas just last week. But, yeah, absolutely. Hopefully we'll get a bunch of you guys on board with us. We need our traveling partners, so make sure to hang out with us. We definitely will be putting the video cameras back on board. Really enjoy that, you know, and we want to give you guys more of that. I'm really hoping that things will turn out well for us this year and we can get together with some of the guys that we need to get together, like Allied Bull Riders, and bring you some live video streams on the road with those guys. It was our intent. Maybe we could have done something like that going to Little Rock. We're still going to have to work on it, though. You know, Sam and Catherine are just kind of getting things put together and really starting out with putting those deals together. So hopefully we'll get more of those on board and we'll be able to broadcast those and bring them to you. So anyhow, we're going to take a short break here, rodeo fans. When we come back, we're going to talk about the bull riding rodeo action with you. We love to take your questions and comments. Make sure to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Or we do have the chat room open. Make sure to jump on board there. If you're calling in, make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you want to talk to us. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Wednesday afternoon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Well, first off, I'm an Okie, so don't call me Tex. No, I don't mind you asking about this cast here on my leg. I had a little bad luck with a bull in Santa Fe. He stomped me good, but I'll ride tonight, cause if I don't, I don't get paid. No, I never thought about a safer line of work with a little more security. They won't get me hurt. You can take away my pickup, put me in a black sedan, hang up my hat, spurs and boots, it's my Copenhagen chain. Put me in a high-rise office, make me wear a suit and tie, but I'll be a cowboy till the day. Never understand. Cowboying ain't just what I do, it's who I am. It's how I think, it's what I feel, it's the way of life I love. No, it ain't like I had a choice, it's in my blood. You can take away my pickup, put me in a black sedan, hang up my hat, spurs and boots, it's my Copenhagen chain. Put me in a high-rise office, make me wear a suit and tie, but I'll be a cowboy till the day I die. Copenhagen can put me in a high-rise office, make me wear a suit and tie, but I'll be a cowboy till the day I die. Yeah, I'll be a cowboy. till the day I die.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Macon 8. Let's book.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Macon 8 Rodeo Network as we are kicking things off on a Wednesday morning, afternoon, whatever the case is in your neck of the woods. But, man, I'm telling you what, we're just running shorthanded, and I don't know what the deal is. You know, but it does kind of bring me to a good point, and this is something I kind of want to bring up. Man, you know, there's just so much activity going on with the PBR and some of the things that are changing out there. You know, I got to tell you that we as a rodeo family really need to work on sticking together. And, you know, I don't know if people are just not liking what we have to say out here, or if the truth really hurts, but, you know, I don't know. You know, I hate to lose fans, but it just seems like more and more folks are dropping off, and I don't know if we're just not entertaining enough or what the case is, but, you know, we're looking to keep rolling with this deal, and it just seems like the harder we work, we hit a slump and we lose fans, and I don't know what the case is, but, you know, we need to fix it. We need to get things right. And, you know, we're opening up the door and trying to mainstream certain things, but, you know, without folks tuning in, and you know, we're open to suggestions. I mean, if you guys want certain things, we're going to darn sure work at getting it for you. But it's just kind of frustrating sometimes, you know, as we're working harder and harder to get things going for you, the fans, and bring you guys more of the action. You know, we have a tendency to lose what's there. And, you know, we lose sight of what's there, and that's our family and our friends and the opportunities we have to be a part of, you know, a rodeo family. And, you know, we certainly want to continue to keep doing that. So, well, shoot, you know, we're just going to have to keep working together and continue to spread the word. But like I said, we want your suggestions. We want your questions. We want your comments. We want you guys taking part in this. It's the only way it's going to work. I mean, I can't sit up here and gab for an hour every day and talk about, well, you know, just my opinions. I want to know what your opinions are. That's what this show is for, you know. This show's set up for you. We want to take your questions and your comments. Nobody wants to sit up here and hear me talk for an hour, I'm telling you, you know. Wife can't stand 15 minutes of it, so I know I've been married to her for 12 years. I sure enough know that y'all don't want to sit back and hear it for an hour a day, you know. But we've got enough knowledge out there to be just about dangerous with it, you know. And we certainly have enough connections within the sport, but we do, you know. That's the only way we're going to get topics of discussion out here is to hear from you guys. So we do want to hear from y'all. 646-915-9940. We got to get these phone lines open. We got to get fans out here in our chat room interacting with us and posting questions and comments and concerns. You know, I mean, this sport is set up for you. The door is open, but I can't sit here and yell out of it. You know what I mean? I got to have you guys walk in and take part of what's happening inside the rodeo network. Other than that, I feel like I'm wasting time, and I don't want to do that. So I just thought I wanted to throw that out there to you guys, and hopefully, you know, you guys can take into consideration what we're looking at. I mean, you know, if we don't have the interaction here, then sponsors and other friends and fans aren't going to want to tune in, you know. So I think it's important that we get that interaction here. We do want to hear from you. So, you know, that's what the door is open for. You got to make sure that you utilize the resources that are given to you. And you know, the friends and the family that we have here within rodeo is so important, and it means so much. We actually take it to heart here, not just here at Macon 8, but, you know, really within the rodeo community itself and within the bull riding community. We are a true family. We like to help out each other. We like to support each other. Try not to be too nosy and pry into other people's business, but, you know, we're here for you, and we're here to listen, and we're here to share. And, you know, maybe some of the experiences we've had around rodeo can help you, and that's what we want to be here to do. So, you know, we got to get that interaction. And it looks like we've got Miss Lauren here jumping on board, and glad to have you here. I got a horse that's hanging his neck over the fence over there right outside my window and trying to get some good grass. Things are kind of drying up out here, and now the cold weather's setting in, so we're going to have to start working on some things to, yeah, we got to get some hay down in here in the great state of Oklahoma. Boy, it's getting chilly. But anyhow, you know, we've got a lot to talk about. We want to open up the floor for you guys to take your questions or your comments. I can't sit up here day in and day out, Monday through Friday, and come up with, you know, certain logical lines. We've got a lot of guests that are lined up to call us. We got to give them a little bit of time off, as these guys have been pounding hard for, you know, 8, 9, 10 months. You know, these guys have been pounding the road, hitting these rodeos. We've got a lot of guys that are gearing up for Vegas to be at the NFR, you know. We do want to hear from them, and we are going to hear from them, and we're going to let you guys an opportunity. But, you know, we're losing our interaction that we created here on the Macon 8 Rodeo Network. We're the founding ones. We're the ones that set this up. We're the ones that have opened the doors, but we're losing our interaction, and we just feel like it's a one-sided thing, and I hate that, you know. But, I mean, what's the use of having a chat room if nobody's going to get in there and talk, you know? What's the use in having phone lines if we're not going to get in there and use it? I'm just saying, the suggestions are there. The topics are there. You know, you take a look at what happens on Thursday nights on RFD-TV with PBR Now, and, you know, they get callers calling in all the time. Why can't we get callers calling in to ask questions or to post comments, you know? We try to give you guys some great topics to discuss. I just don't understand it. I'm not trying to come down on our fans. I'm just saying, if it's not something that we're doing right, then we need to fix it. You know, we want to make this thing more appropriate for you, the fans. We want to hear from you, and that's why we've opened up this door. And yeah, it gets downright frustrating sometimes when I just look at it and I see, you know, two or three people in our chat room and nobody's out there. You know, we want you guys to be excited about what we're doing right here on the Macon 8 Rodeo Network. We want you guys to be able to be a part of it. Bottom line, other than that, I might as well go find other work and not, you know, waste my time. It just seems like that we're not getting the support that we need in order to make this thing grow. I hope that we can. I truly hope that we can, you know. But we want to know what your comments are. We want to know what your thoughts are. I mean, if you guys don't care for what we're doing here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, let us know. We'll change it. I mean, you know, that's what we want to be able to do. We want to make this thing right for you guys. But, I mean, still, I've been up here talking for the last 10, 15 minutes on it, and I haven't gotten the first reply on it. You know, I just don't know what else to do or where to go with this. We want to take the opportunity to share with you guys the sport that we love so much. And I think we've got a lot of channels that can certainly lead you in the right direction. I mean, are you guys thinking I'm blowing smoke? I mean, I don't know, you know. I'd love to get your takes on it and get your opinion, but, you know, I guess I'm having a frustrating day because I wake up and I look in the morning and, you know, I don't see fans getting so excited. And I know the season's wrapped up, and it's been a long season. We've had a lot of ups and downs with PBR and with some of the other deals that have happened, you know. But, we want to know what you guys think of us, you know. This is your time to figure out and say, well, you know, I mean, is this something that we still want? Now's the opportunity. Now's the time we want to bring it to you, because there's no PBR on Built Ford Tough Series, or there's no Built Ford Tough Series on Versus. Maybe I'll get that right, you know. But like I said, I mean, you know, we open up the doors. We open up the chat room. We open up our phone lines because we want you guys to give us questions. We want you guys to give us comments about activity that you guys are seeing out there on Twitter or on Facebook or on television, you know, what you guys are seeing, what you guys are hearing out there. We can pick topics to discuss, but are they going to be, you know, are they going to be entertaining you guys to continue carrying on and listening to our shows? You know, it goes the same way for Short Go Radio. I mean, the doors are there. The opportunities are there for you guys to be able to sit back and talk with, you know, some of your favorites, some of the guys that have been around the sport for a long time, to be educated, to learn, you know. But the thing of it is if we don't get through today, there won't be tomorrow, you know. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, I can push and sell something all day long. You know, we've got a great format. We've got an interaction like nobody else has. Here on Short Go, here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. You know, we do live video streams for events. We do traveling where you guys have the opportunity to be our traveling partners. But if we don't get you guys interacting with us, you know, then it's just us sitting around there talking for an hour or talking for 6 hours if we're going to Texas, you know. And we don't want that. We want you guys to take part of this. We want you guys to be a part of this. And you guys have that opportunity. But we've got to share it. We've got to get it out there, and we've got to make it entertaining for you. Making 8 Rodeo Network is here for you, the fans. We want you to give us suggestions. Say, hey, we want to get so-and-so on your show. Hey, we want to be able to talk with these guys. Hey, why can't you do a 20-question segment every day? I don't know. I mean, you guys give me ideas to share, you know, and we'll work on those things. So I just think that it's vital for us to stay in existence and to keep pushing and doing what we're doing, you know, by getting you guys involved. So I'm challenging each and every one of you guys to be a part of this. You know, be a part of the network that's giving back to you. I'm not getting paid for it. I'm doing this for you, you know. We want to be able to continue to do it, but I feel like, you know, number one, we're not getting paid for it, so it doesn't benefit me to sit up here for an hour and talk. But number two, if I'm not getting a response back from you guys, whether in the chat room or on the phone lines or whatever the case is, then it's just me up here talking to myself for an hour. And I hate that, you know. I don't want that. Believe me, I talk enough to myself as it is outside of the show. Y'all don't want me talking to myself up here on air, you know. It just don't make any sense. And I could certainly do it, you know, but we created this for you. We want you guys to be a part of it. And if you guys, I mean, you know, it could be something that has come down over the last 24 hours from one show to the next that raises some questions or gives us a good topic of discussion. I mean, I can't be on the internet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I rely on you guys to give me the interesting topics. For instance, the Brendan Clark show last night. I did not have an opportunity to watch it. Would love to get your comments on some of the things that Brendan may have said last night. Good, bad, indifferent. We want to talk about them here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. That's why we opened up the door. I may not be able to get out and watch PBR Now on RFD TV week in and week out. So, you know, we look for you guys to give us some comments that maybe somebody had said or questions that were asked that you don't feel like it got answered right or, you know, you don't feel like it got answered at all. you know, if you let us know, then we can go digging for those answers and we can get you those answers we want. So, you know, it's just one of those deals that, you know, we want to get you guys involved and we want to make you guys a part of this Making Eight Rodeo Network. It's why we created it, you know. It's more than just getting bull riders up here talking, you know, to me, you know. It's more than just getting the Cody Custers or the Austin Myers or the Reese Cates, you know. It's about you, the fans, getting the information that you want and giving you a little bit of peace of what you may not be able to see week in and week out, you know. But in order for us to get to that level, we've got to prove to those guys that we're a legitimate, you know, business that is out there working for you guys and reaching out to them and you. So, you know, and that's a good comment. Maybe I should start getting out there and getting a little alcohol on board before I start drinking, or before I start watching, or even doing my lunch hour shows, or is that too early in the day? I don't know. Anyways, phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. We want to know what you guys have to say about it. You know, I'm just throwing something out there at you guys. Enjoy having each and every one of you guys on board. You guys are like family to me. You guys are like friends, you know, and you're more than just fans. But being that you guys are the concrete and the foundation of the Making Eight Rodeo Network, what can we do to make this better? You know, what can we do to make this thing bigger and better for the fans, for you, you know? We're taking your suggestions. This is an open discussion right now. We're kind of having the Knights of the Round Table meeting, you know? I'm looking at the board. You guys are the committee. You guys are the board, you know? This is the time for us to take your suggestions, and let's sit around and talk about them. 646-915-9940. You know, if you guys think I'm full of you know what, then call me up and tell me. We want to hear from you. We want to know what your thoughts are, what your feelings are. I know a lot of people do listen in to us, and they kind of sit in the backdrop, and they, you know, they voice their own opinions, and opinions are great. I think everybody should have their own opinions on things, you know. But, hey, it's all about you guys and what you guys want to be a part of, you know. So give us a call. We're going to take a short break here, fans. When we come back, we'll talk more rodeo, more bull riding, more Making Eight Rodeo Network with you, the fans. So stay tuned.
Hello, rodeo fans. This is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne. We've been to Fort Worth. We've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. So keep this thing plugged in because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
Troubles ain't nobody can be as happy as me. I'm a rodeo man. Rode all the tough ones, made some of the bitches. I broke some bones, I took 100 stitches. But there ain't nothing to it if you stick to my plan. Be prouder than hell to be a rodeo man. I'll make it to the top of the world. I'll drive a Cadillac, have all kinds of girls. I'll be the envy of all the top hands. Thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. Polished in my Stetson's on tight, fixing the right to back the buckle tonight. It And my muscles are hardened and my fists are tight and tame. And I will be proud I'm a rodeo man. I'm gonna make it to the top of the world. Warm up the Cadillac, won't you call up the girl? Tonight I'll join the very top hand. If thank God Almighty I'm a rodeo man. If thank God Almighty I'm a rodeo
Macon8.com. No matter if you're passing tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Macon8.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Watch Out Rodeo Show right here on the Macon8 Rodeo Network. And we are kicking things off on a Wednesday. It's hump day. And I'm telling you, the season is wrapped up for the PBR Built Ford Tough Series, but the rodeos are still underway. And I know that they've got a lot of touring pro events out there. They've also got the Wrangler National Finals heading out to Vegas. We've got a lot of fans. We've got a few fans that are heading out that way anyways. As we look to be there doing some live video broadcasting, doing some live radio shows from the great state of Nevada. And I don't know if the weather's going to be any warmer there than it is right now out here in Oklahoma, but I'll tell you what, I am looking forward to it. Anyways, getting back to our topic of discussion for today, which happens to be the Making Eight Rodeo Network. You know, and I keep wondering where we are going to go. You know, I just trying to find out from the fans what it is, what that we can do in order to attract your attention. I mean, are we just getting so plain and boring that you guys are tired of hearing us every day sit up here and gab for an hour, you know? I mean, I really want to bring you new and exciting things, but are we getting plain? You know, that's what I'd like to know. What do we got to do to kind of shake things up? You know, we opened up this deal to take your questions and your comments, and, of course, we get zero. You know, we're not getting the participation that we're looking for in order to continue carrying this thing on. So, you know, it does get a little frustrating when we're trying to figure out what it is that we can do to, you know, to get things going. We want to have an opportunity to bring you guys all the exciting action that's going on, maybe catch you a little bit, you know, behind the scenes, and give you guys a little bit of taste of what's kind of happening outside of the arena, which you guys may not see on Versus. But, you know, we need your input. We need you guys to help feed us that line. This is set up and created for you, the fans. And I'm sure that, you know, some of the fans like Kat Johnson and Linda Wells, you know, can speak firsthand and know that, you know, that is why we're here. And I hope that each and every one of you guys can believe it. We're not perfect in any way, and we sure enough make mistakes going down the road. But we do have nothing but the best of intentions for you guys and being able to share some of the excitement, some of the action that happens behind the scenes with you, you know. But I get up every day and I start going through notes and I just don't, you know, some days I guess you hit it and some days you don't, you know. And there's from time to time I look out and I don't see a lot of interaction and it gets frustrating, you know. It makes me second guess what we're doing here, you know. Are we doing the right things? You know, are we giving you guys the information that you want? You know, I can share with you guys, some of the activity that's going on, but you guys read it. You guys see it out there yourselves. You know, we want to comment about it, though. We want to sit back and discuss some of those things, you know. It's just one of those things that I think that we're kind of losing sight of here. And I want to get you fans back involved. I want to get you guys fired up. I want to get you guys as passionate about this as I am, you know. I really do. I think that it's crucial. I think that it's important, you know. It's why we designed this the way we did. So, like I said, I mean, phone lines are open. Feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940, or leave us a comment here in the chat room. Come on down and give us a comment. You know, I mean, I've noticed over the last couple of weeks that our archive listeners have kind of fallen off. You know, we're not getting a whole lot of listens to our shows. And, I mean, is it just not that entertaining anymore? I'm just trying to find out from you, the fans. I want your feedback, and this is the opportunity to do it. If I don't hear from you, then I can't help but wonder if we're talking to ourselves, you know. I mean, really, it's just what it comes down to. It's, you know, this is a time for you guys to interact and to share with us what your feelings are, what your opinions are, and what your thoughts are. If we don't get it, you know, from you, then where are we going to get it from? That's that is what it comes down to. So make sure to give us a call. Or share with us there in our chat room. You know, the doors are open. We're giving you guys the opportunity. I'm gonna have to go watch Anger Management here. It's on television. But it really does. It gets me kind of fired up here on a Wednesday. You know, as I sit back and I see that, you know, I mean, some of us, I mean, we all have our own lives, and I certainly understand that, you know. and I appreciate the comments that are coming in, you know. But, you know, if you guys are out there on the Twitter networks and you guys are out there on the social media networks, you know, or you're watching the Brendan Clark Show, you know, and something, you know, a topic comes up of discussion, this is a place where you can come back to and say, hey, I'm not sure about this. What is it? You know, or what's this about? You know, share with us, because we do have a lot more insight than what we may be able to let on, or what we come up with ideas to share with you guys right off. You know, it's just one of those things that I think we need to kind of sit back, and I'm looking for your help. You know, we cannot do this thing alone. If you guys want us to do it alone, then you're going to see what happened this summer take place. I mean, this is not an individual sport. And, you know, this is not an individual effort that we're putting out here. We want, and if we can't get it, then we'll just, you know, there's no sense in us carrying on. That's, you know, I'm not saying that we're giving up by any means. You know, I'm just saying that people look at us and they say, you can't do this. And I tell them they can, and that you guys are out there and you're hungry. And, you know, I look out there today and I see three people in our chat room and one person on the phone line. That, to me, is not hungry. You know, we want to be able to share with you guys. Now the PBR is done on Versus, you know. We want to know what you guys think. Are you guys all taking vacations now that the season's over and figure you'll just pick it up in January? Or do you want to actually have a taste of what's going on out there and be a part of what's going on out there during the off season? Seeing some of the changes, being able to talk about some of the changes, you know? But we got to hear from you. We got to get your feedback. We got to get your input. It's the only way it's going to work, you know? I mean, if you don't want it, then we'll carry on. I don't know what else to do, you know? I don't know what else to say to the fans out there that do want us to be here. Speak up. That's what I'm telling you. Be a voice. Be that voice. You know, we try to be that voice day in and day out for you, Monday through Friday out here. And, you know, when we're out of things to talk about, we're looking for you. We want to know what your opinions are on things. We want to know what your thoughts are on things. I mean, do you guys really think that I'm not hypocritical, that I would criticize you for having your own opinions? Shoot, no. I mean, I've lost fans because of mine, you know. I'm not afraid of that, you know. And I hope that you wouldn't be either. I mean, I hate the fact that we've lost fans over our opinions. I'm pretty strong-willed about my opinions, but, you know, I think we all should be, you know. I just want to know what yours are. We want to get your interaction out here, you know. I mean, we're looking to get you guys a lot of video broadcasts coming up, not just life on the road. We're going to be broadcasting the IFR again, you know, looking to broadcast the CBR finals in January. But we want your interaction. That's the way we opened up the door. You know, I can sit back and close the chat room out and just let you guys sit back and watch it amongst yourselves, but it doesn't create and doesn't make it as much fun, you know? That's why we've opened the door. And I know that there's people out there that have strong-willed opinions about us in a negative light, and that's okay. I tell them just look at themselves, you know? Just like I have to look at myself in the mirror every day. You know? Yeah, I hate losing fans. I hate not having that interaction. You know? I mean, do you as fans think that we're so full of BS that we're talking out our tails? I would hope not, you know? We've surrounded ourselves with legitimate people like Rob Smets and you know, Larry Mahan and guys that have been around this industry longer than any of us, you know, probably all of us put together. So the information that we're getting and we're passing along to you is legitimate information, ourselves with people and voicing our opinions based on things that they're discussing and things that topics that they feel like are important for you fans to understand. So are we really that bad off? I mean, you know, I guess, I don't know. I guess I'm just frustrated today. You know, I need to go watch Anger Management. You know, I'll start singing I Feel Pretty here in a minute. It's just, you know, it's quiet. And I hate that. I'd love for you guys to actually stand up and voice your opinions. You know? I mean, I'm not trying to be critical. I'm just trying to say, you know, I mean, this, you know, the sport that we love, the sport of bull riding, the sport of rodeo that we love so much is here. We got to talk about it, you know? There's so much going on out there. We could talk about it every day, and that's why we opened up our shows 5 days a week. Should we just cut back to 1 day a week? You know, and I understand that you as fans are getting kind of frustrated as well. You know, I mean, we do have some dedicated fans out there that are tuned into us week in and week out. And you guys are absolutely right. I'm telling you that if we don't give up on it, you know, that we will get more people involved. And I appreciate that. You know, the fans that are tuned in out here, like Emily and Denise, you know, Lauren, you know, you guys are the ones that are helping build this solid rock of a foundation. You guys are all part of this, you know, more than what you know. You guys are the reasons why we're here, and we're building off of your input. We're taking the advice that you guys give us and trying to put it to work. And I do understand your frustrations as well. I just want you guys to know that we're – I mean, well, I'm not going to give up on this. I'm not saying that we're giving up, we're backing out, you know. I love doing this. I love being a part of this, you know. But I know that when we dropped our shows because of situations that, you know, were beyond our control, when we were stuck in Louisiana and we didn't have a way out, you know, things were kind of rough on us. We had to back our shows down so we could try to go find work and go get things situated, that, you know, fans were constantly leaving us comments about how much, you know, they enjoyed it and missed it. And wish that we were here. Now that we're back, it's like everybody said, okay, well, they're back, and then they dropped off again, you know? It's kind of aggravating. It's frustrating being on this side of things, you know? But I want you guys to have your opinions. I want you guys to have your voice. You know, we take on the pleasure of being the voice of Allied Bull Riders, you know? And many other venues and people and things like that. We take on that official voice, you know, but we also want you to have a voice. You know what I mean? I think that's important. That's why we created this the way we have. If you want us to go back and change it, we will. I mean, I just don't know what else to say or do, you know? I really hope that we can get things going again. So let's do this thing. Let's get out there and spread the word. Let's stay on top of those ones that have fallen off and say, hey, you know, where's everybody going? There you go. We could have a 10-question segment about each of our fans. Get to know our fans a little bit more. You guys could put me up to a challenge. Ask me 10 questions about each one of you. We'll see how right I am, you know? You know, I mean, I'm all for those suggestions. I like it, you know. Jump on over here and put me to the test. We'll see if I know who your favorite bull rider is, and let's see if I know, you know, your favorite event to attend during the year, you know. I mean, I don't, you know, it's all fun, and that's what creates this interaction that we are looking to have right here. That's what separates us from any other talk show, any other radio program, any other video broadcast you're ever going to find. That's what separates us. That's what makes us different, is we create a fan base and an interaction to make you part of the team. And that's why we're going to continue to keep doing what we're doing. Other people are going to try to follow suit, you know. Yeah, sure, we could have a fan of the week. Absolutely, you know. We got to work on getting our sponsors to give us some prizes, you know. But we got to get those sponsors on board first. And the only way we're going to do that is by getting the interaction and getting the people involved. Once we start opening eyes and they say, wow, you guys are having that many viewers on your shows, we've got to be a part of this, you know. The only way it's going to happen. So even though we may feel like our work is not going noticed, we got to keep driving on. And I mean, that's what I'm saying, that, you know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep driving on. We're not going to give up. I just need to try to find a way to open that door and make things more possible for you to get involved. We want to take your suggestions. I love them. I'm writing them down right now. Emily, great topics. We'll do a 10-question series about the fans, you know. We'll post out there a fan of the week. You know, if we can get some prizes on board to give out to our fan of the week, that would be even cooler, you know. I mean, you know, I've already got a belt buckle that we're giving out to Donna, you know, as soon as that deal comes in, which should be any time now, you know. We've got gift certificates we've got to give out to Emily and to Gabby, you know, for winning the short go, and Mike Anderson, you know. But all that's coming out of my own pocket, and I'm not getting paid to be here doing this. So you can only imagine what kind of money I'm bringing home. You know, I'm just saying that in order for us to do those things, we have to get people on board supporting us. We have to get more people. Not a selfish thing to ask. Yeah, I mean, we could have one person that we could do a 10-question series with, and have another, you know, have another person call in and challenge me to see who knows that fan better, you know, in regards to the sport. I'm all for it. Let's do it, you know. We can make up a challenge like that. Like I said, I don't know what kind of giveaways we'll be able to put together, but you can darn sure bet that we'll definitely come up with something, you know. So let's put our heads together. Let's think about this deal. And we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter all day long. Please leave us a message, send us something. You know, pick up the phone and call me. We want to hear from you. That's what I'm saying, Emily. Great comment. You know, the only time it seems like everybody's around is when we have guests. Well, that's fine, you know. They want to hear from those guys. Nobody wants to sit up here and hear me talk. Maybe I should try to work on getting one guest every day, but we're talking 5 days a week. We're talking 25 shows a month, 20 shows a month, you know? So that gets hard too sometimes. But we're going to keep working at it. Let us know who you guys want to hear from, and we'll keep putting the feelers out there and trying to work on getting them on our show. Don't want to put the same ones on every day of every week, you know? So let's keep pushing on. Let's put our heads together. Please send me some questions or some suggestions, some topics, some things that we can cover. This show's for you, the fans. We want you guys to be a part of it. Care for each and every one of you guys. You guys mean the world to me, you know, because you guys have supported me and put up with me for over a year. whether you agree with all of my topics or not, whether you agree with all my opinions or not, you guys have stuck with me, and I respect that. Just like I may not agree with all of your opinions, but you're still fans, and you still have that right, and we want to continue to do that. Am I going to try to shed light on it? You know, absolutely, because I think that it's important that we all have a better understanding of this sport. I learn just as much as you do every day. So let's put this thing together and let's make this thing happen. We're going to open up the door. I mean, I need sales reps. I need people to go out there and push Making Eight that are passionate about it. Let's do this. Let's make this thing work. I got Cowboy Logic for you for today. Courtesy of our biggest little fan. I think this is really important as well, and it kind of goes fitting with what we've been talking about during our show today. Family isn't about whose blood you have. It's about who you care about. Think about that today. And thank you, Miss Melanie, for pointing that out. You know, it's not about the blood that you have in you. It's about who you care about. And I can honestly say that you guys mean the world to me for standing by me for as long as you have. You know, and I look back, and thanks, Lauren, for posting that comment out there. And we've only got about 2 minutes left in our show, so we're going to wrap it up. But, you know, the only bull riding fans or rodeo fans that you know are already listening to this show. But that's okay. You know, this time last year, I don't think Denise was a rodeo or bull riding fan. And she's been brought into this sport. She's been brought into this family. And I'm sorry to put you out there on the spot, Denise, but it's the truth, you know? So let's bring more in here. Let's bring more fans that may not know that they're fans yet into this sport. Let's get them involved out here. Let's let them take part of the Making Eight Rodeo Network. We want to get their questions and their comments. Getting somebody new in this sport is what raises those questions and challenges us each and every day. But let's also remember that we are a family. It's not about the blood. It's about who you care about. So thank you, Melanie, for that, and thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to tune in tomorrow as we'll be back at it once again. Looking to take your questions, your comments, and, of course, always your cowboy logic. Make sure to give us some feedback on today's show. We want to hear from you. Pick up the phone and give us a call. Send us a Facebook message. Send us a Twitter message. Until tomorrow, 11 o'clock Central Time, y'all get a grip with the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that His love can bring, turn your radio on.
is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.